AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hillary Rodham Clinton says President Obama needs to respond to Democrats' concerns about the trade deals he's negotiating. The Democratic presidential candidate spoke in Des Moines, Iowa.
The president should listen to and work with his allies in Congress, starting with Nancy Pelosi, who have expressed their concerns about the impact that a weak agreement would have on our workers.
One of her rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, says trade deals have been hurting U.S. workers for years.
Since 2001 in this country, we have lost almost 60,000 factories and millions of good-paying jobs. I'm not saying trade is the only reason, but it is a significant reason why Americans are working longer hours for low wages.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Also on Face the Nation was South Carolina Senator and Republican presidential candidate Lindsey Graham talking about the Islamic State group. He says President Obama's effort to degrade and destroy the Islamic State has failed.
You have to look at Syria and Iraq as one battle space. We're not doing that. We have no strategy to deal with the Iraqi safe havens in Syria. You cannot win this war from the air. Obama will go before Assad will go.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says searchers are continuing to follow up on every lead in the hunt for two escaped murderers, but it's not clear if they're still in the vicinity of the northern New York prison where they escaped. Cuomo says officials don't know if the men are still in the area or in Mexico by now, he says. David Sweat and Richard Matt have been on the run for 9 days now. Today's interleague baseball game, Kansas City at St. Louis, postponed due to rain. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is looking for a global audience for his upcoming message on the environment to be sent to the church's 5,100 bishops.
Pope Francis was happy to partake in a little self-promotion during his weekly blessing, making sure the thousands who'd crowded St. Peter's Square knew his first encyclical is due out on Thursday and available online in 5 languages. It may be explosive. Francis invited the faithful to pay attention to environmental degradation all around them, adding the upcoming papal document is aimed at everyone, so everyone can grow in responsibility toward the common home, he says, that God has provided. The 3 speakers at a Vatican news conference will be a Vatican cardinal, a Greek Orthodox theologian, and an atheist scientist. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
A photo project on behalf of black dogs has gained a large following online. Now the photographer, Fred Levy, is collecting his portraits of black dogs against black backgrounds for a book to be published in September. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.